It is the Kicking Out Podcast. I am your host, Paul Zartman, and it is not Sunday Night Brawl, but instead I've got a special sit-down interview with Eric Surge, also known as Da Bomb Eric Surge. Welcome.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. I don't really do these, so it's actually going to be pretty cool.
Well, when we started talking about doing some interviews outside of AEW, which is what we normally cover, you were the first guy who popped into my head. I said, I need to reach out to this guy. I've had the pleasure of being in the ring with you in the past. So being able to sit down and kind of talk how you got started and what the future holds for you is definitely something I'm looking forward to.
Oh, let's go to the beginning. So I was still wrestling at Indiana Tech at the time when I've watched wrestling all my life. So that was always my goal to get some way how to start professional wrestling. So one day at the gym, I met a guy named Anthony Toatelli. And I asked this weird, like random ass question. It was like, hey, you look like a wrestler. He laughed and he was like, yeah, I wrestle. And I asked him, I said, hey, where do you go? Like, can you point me to the right direction? I want to do that once I finish my last year wrestling. So he sent me to Congo Kong School. It's located in Bluffton, Indiana. And the rest is history. Once I finished, I immediately started training there. And it's been awesome since then.
Now, training with Congo Kong is just something that's crazy to think about. I mean, I remember before I got into the business, going to some shows and it said featuring Congo Kong. And I was like, man, I used to watch this guy on TV. This is awesome. And then the first time I walked into a locker room and he was there, I mean, I had to try my hardest not to fanboy over it and, you know, be respectful.
It's very humbling. It's very blessing that I've been trained by somebody that is so knowledgeable in the business. And I think a lot of people don't understand how good that man really is in the ring and outside the ring as well.
Yeah.
It's fun. Like to pick his brain on like the why. And I think a lot of people forget the why on stuff, and it's fun because then you figure, okay, I do that to get that reaction. So you start putting stuff together and it's fun.
Absolutely. I used to get to sit in and watch his training that he was doing for a local indie promotion. And there was one time, I mean, I was just a manager. I didn't really get involved in a whole lot. And he said, nah, you get in here. You're taking this steel chair to the back. And I'm like, okay. So that's like the highlight of my career. I got to take a steel chair from Congo Kong, but my career unfortunately is over due to some personal health issues that were not even caused by the business, but your career is just starting.
It is. I believe I will be going on 3 years in August.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's wild how like it goes like quick, the amount of like the week, like I'm always somewhere every single weekend. It's fun. I always look forward to the weekends.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I follow you on your social media and on Facebook, and it's every week there's just something from you that's popping up there saying, you know, hey, I'm gonna be here, hey, here's highlights of this match that I had. And I remember how excited I got personally from knowing you when you posted a photo that you were heading to OVW.
Yep. That was it was one of the spots because it's at the end of the day, the goal is, you know, you want to get signed. So you got to get in the right eyes and stuff like that. And OVW is one of them. I got the, you know, I got the opportunity to have a tryout there. And it went really well. And I've been on the roster and I've been wrestling there every single week since October.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's the, you know, you bust your ass and you do the right things and you take the knowledge that you get and you still learn Because you can always still learn. I think a lot of people forget that is you're always going to learn in the business, and you always want to keep pushing to get better. Whether it's if you can't make it to practice, study, like learn some film, go over film, like pick things off and understand like what's the why and like okay, he did that. Maybe if I did something like that, like make it your style, how you want it.
Right, absolutely. Because a lot of times, oh well, you get those people who haven't had the chance to get the inside of the business, and they're like, so why does every single person out there do a power bomb if they're this size or bigger? And it's like, well, there's a reason to it, and you've gotten the chance to understand that why does everybody do this move or that move, or why is the super kick so hated all of the sudden?
It's I that's a move I've loved as a kid, and I see a lot of people do that move so much, and like I remember that's the Sweet Chin Music, like that was a move that put you down, so it's gotta pick and choose your battles sometimes, so it sucks, but it's whatever. They want to do it, go ahead. I don't, but it's
So as you've been doing this now, like you said, about 3 years, all of it wasn't in OVW, and you've had some great matches, and you've had some title reigns in your career. Let's talk a little bit about your title reigns and some of your favorite matches.
okay, so. We'll do the titles first. So my first championship, I believe, in 2023, it was a tag team championship reign with Saucy Josh Morris. That was pretty good. That lasted a year, I believe. What else? I entered a promotion in Columbus, Indiana. It's called Emerge Wrestling. They had a tournament for anybody else new. It's an 8-man bracket style tournament. I got to compete and win that, so that was pretty awesome. Promotion up in what's it called? The city. Oh, Cleves, Ohio. I was a tag team champ there as well. I just recently lost that title. Else I also won a Money in the Bank contract there. So just gotta get some details on when I'll get the return to that show. I won a I was the second person to win the Super Shogun Heavyweight Championship at a promotion in West Branch, Michigan, which I highly recommend. It's a very, very good promotion. And then, of course, at New Era, I am the New Era heavyweight champ right there.
Okay.
For I'm very humble that these promotions trust me to, put a opportunity in front of me and not park. It's always a great thing. I always love that when, I get to show what I can do and then they trust me on doing stuff like that.
Yeah. Now I've seen you in matches, a couple different matches, against Congo Kong and his tag team partner, Caden, a boy and his monster, as they're called as a tag team. That's probably one of my favorite matches that I've seen you in, but what is your favorite or some of your favorite matches? I know it can be hard to narrow it down to just one.
Well, I can narrow like a couple, a good couple. That the 2 out of 3 falls that I had with them, me and Josh Morris versus Boy and Monster, CFR and Kong Kong. It's probably one of my favorite tag matches last year, especially with the year buildup that was with that. I think a lot of people forget about the story around some stuff. So the fact that there was a story behind that, there was a lot of meaning, and, you know, it sucked that, you know, I lost, but at the same time too, we built something off of that. And I think that's, at the end of the day, that's always the best thing. What else? One of them, it was actually one of my matches at OVW. It was me versus a guy named Will Austin. That was probably one of my favorite matches there last year. It's on, if you ever want to catch it, it's on YouTube. If you type it in, it's there. It's a very fun match. Fun, high-paced match. It was very good. I would say there's so many matches I've had last year. I would say probably, so match I had recently at Emerge, it was me versus Laura Crew. That was very fun to watch. It was very, for a lot of people, it was fun for me to have that opportunity to go with someone that, that did a tour in Japan, and he's actually very fun. It was also voted for one of the best matches in 2024, so that was pretty cool in the indie area, so that was really cool. What else? Of course, anytime me and Kong and Kong wrestle, it's always going to be fun. There's always fireworks with that. It's a good little teacher versus student. So those are all, that's always going to be fun. I have to break down the two, my two favorite matches last year. There was a triple threat match at Super Shogun Wrestling. It was myself, Jacob Braun, and Anthony Tuatelli. That right there, to tell you, that's a match. Probably can like be a main event anywhere.
And oh, yeah.
My favorite match last year was me versus Anthony Tuatelli for the title, for the Super Shogun Heavyweight title last October. Hands down, I don't think there's no match that I did not touch that match me and him had. Then, of course, this year, it's only February, I've had a crap load of matches. At last week at OVW against a big guy named Donovan Cecil. He's strong as an ox. He's a damn strong man from Kentucky. That was so much fun. Of course, me and Andy had a so much fun. There's too many matches. I love the work. That's always been my thing. Yeah, it's hard to pick my all-time favorite. It was kind of easy for last year. I know this year is probably going to be a lot more harder. So I'm looking
for and as we're talking 2025 and on into the future, what does the future hold for Eric Search?
Oh, that's to get signed. We want to be in the Fed. That's always going to be the goal. You know, so, go ahead.
Keeping your eye out for where these WWE ID guys are going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to a good handful of places where they've been at. So I've gotten to talk with them and stuff like that. I've been in the ring with a couple of them, not like in, you know, well, my last time I was at AAW, I was in a Royal Rumble match. We had like six of them that was in the match. They're super cool, super fun. I would love to have the opportunity to go one-on-one with them. See, you know, test the waters out. That's always my thing. I want to see. Let's test. Let's go and let's go throw a banger. That's the plan.
Yep, absolutely. So, Eric, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy, busy schedule. If anybody's interested in finding you on social media, how can they find you?
You can look me up on Facebook, Eric Surge. Instagram, it's the one good bad guy. And then on YouTube, of course, if you just type in Eric Search, there is a ton load of content that you can find matches. I know there's some promos, some hype videos to get ready for a match. There's a lot of stuff. So keep sending stuff out, because it's, you know, marketing is a number one big thing. And I try to do that very well.
Well, Eric, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule. I look forward to seeing what 2025 brings you. And of course, the future, I'm going to keep watching the dirt sheets and the WWE ID stuff, looking for your name, just so that, you know, when it pops up on TV, I can go, hey, I know that guy. Well, thank you so much, and we'll have to do this again in the future, maybe a couple months down the road, or maybe even in 2026, and see how everything's going for you.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And be sure to catch Eric Surge live at MWC Retribution, Saturday, April 26th, live in Fort Wayne, Indiana.